you know, I'm pleased with how we came out. I thought, you know, we were clicking on all cylinders again. Obviously, there was defensive breakdowns here and there, but, you know, it's never going to be a perfect game. I just like the way that we played through adversity. You know, the game, there was so much, you know, stoppage in play. And so a lot of times that can you can lose your momentum or energy. And I just like that. As soon as the ball was back in play, we had our energy, we had our synergy, everything. So different people stepped up. I just like that everybody contributed, and we came out way better than we did on Friday.
Just how do you like the way they responded to Friday?
I loved it, to be honest. We had a great day of practice yesterday. Had some individual meetings with a few players, and just expressed the importance of this game. And also, you know, we talked about just being us no matter what. You know, don't play the front of the jersey. But today was about, you know, playing for something bigger than themselves and, you know, fighting for other people and, you know, helping to inspire other people. There's a lot of people that came to this game that, you know, are fighting cancer, have beaten it, you know, have lost people to the terrible disease. And they were saying to us that we inspire them. And I just wanted them to know that they inspire us and for our play and our energy to reflect that.
Indiana State was without McChriston today. Was that something you were aware of coming into the game that changed the plan at all throughout?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't really change the plan. She's a great player. I mean, we were going to focus a lot on her, but we still played our game. But we knew that she might be out because we, you know, in watching film and scouting, she hit her head pretty bad. And she didn't play the second half of the SIU game. So it didn't look like she was going to play there. I mean, she really, really hit her head, and we figured she might have a concussion. But we didn't really stress that because you just never know. You know, people show up, and next thing you know, they're in uniform. So we just, you know, it was about us. It wasn't really about them, and it was about how we wanted to attack this game and how we wanted to rebound from Friday.
Coach, you got one of the top free-throw shooting teams in the country, and tonight you're able to get to the line 31 times and make 28 of those. How important is it knowing that you have your girls are going to connect on those shots, being able to get to the line?
Yeah, I mean, you want to play downhill. If you could score while the time is stopped, that's always a bonus. But we practice free throws and pressure situations. And yesterday, actually, we kind of missed more than we usually do. So the girls were screaming in there when they made them in the game. But, you know, rebounding and free throws are definitely things that we can control. It's just about focus and rebounding. I mean, it's a loose ball. It's about just going to get it. Free throws, focus on the line. You know, so we practice those two situations a lot, but at the same time, we've been pretty consistent throughout the year in that, and I think we have confidence because we assimilated in practice.
You mentioned the rebounding. You get 10 from Sydney Manning despite only 4 points. I mean, she kind of continues to show that she can, you know, add to the game in different ways, right?
Yeah, I mean, 10 rebounds from a 5'7" or whatever she is kid is just all heart, you know, and that's what we were stressing coming into this game. Just play harder, you know, just want it more than them. You know, on Friday, I thought Evansville really, really wanted that, and obviously we wanted it at times, but we weren't consistent. So Manning really embodied that today. I thought she got up there and skied with some of the bigs and ripped down rebounds, but at the same time, she just wanted to prove that she's playing hard, and she's playing hard for her team. And I think everybody did that today. I mean, Jazz was way better. Bryce didn't get some calls that she maybe usually gets. So, you know, she didn't really shoot free throws where I thought there were some opportunities for her to get to the free throw line because she did play downhill. But she played good, especially defensively. Willie, you know, Maya off the bench. I just thought Abby was good. Just down the line, I think it was a complete team effort.
Coach, you've made it clear about having top 16 hopes. Just you got some nice help today. DePaul, Arizona State, Mississippi State have been knocked off at last check. Just at this point in the season, how often are you scoreboard watching?
Oh, every day, you know, but not even just for the hosting situation. If you're into the game, you're a basketball junkie, you just kind of want to see what other teams are doing. I watch a lot of games. And our players, actually, more than any team I think I've ever been on, are really in tune with what's going on. You know, they watch games on the men's side too, women's side, NBA, all that. They love the game of basketball, and I think that's awesome. That makes them really take pride in their craft and work on themselves as well. You can learn so much just by watching, so I appreciate that. But yeah, I mean, we watch and we check scores, and sometimes the players know before us, especially when we're on the road and I'm done with media and all that stuff. I get on the bus and like, Coach, did you see so-and-so lost or so-and-so won and all that stuff. So we're always in tune with what's going on.
Take that one game at a time and achieving those goals. How do you think the team is responding to that one game at a time mentality?
I think that, you know, obviously we didn't come out with the same energy on Friday, but we bounced back. So that shows, you know, our maturity level. We're not going to let one game turn into two and three and down the line. So, you know, and it was, we still won the game. We didn't play terrible. We just didn't play up to our standard that we have been playing. But I think that they've completely bought into it. We know the next game is the most important game. You know, you can't overlook any teams. Especially going on the road, we got to be road warriors again. So, you know, we don't have many games left, but we know that we have to take it one game at a time, because if you overlook, that's when you slip up, you know, and we just stress that all the time. I think they get it, though. They got it now.
Kind of how surreal does that sound? I mean, you've got two games on the road and you come back as Valley champs in your first year as coach. So just kind of how does that sound to you? Just how surreal is that?
I mean, it's great. You know, everybody wants to win championships, and it's something that, you know, we've been talking about since the summer, and something that we've been working towards. So hopefully we do complete that goal, and we, you know, we actually cut down some nets, a couple nets hopefully in this postseason. But again, we just got to take it, you know, one game at a time. I just seen so many upsets happen, and I just want to stay focused. And then when that time comes, we will celebrate it and have fun and, you know, just enjoy each other. But we just got to continue to enjoy the journey. And I want them to reach their goals. Like when they reach their goals, whether it's even just a small goal in the game, in practice, or, you know, a big goal like winning a championship, it really fills me up. You know, that's something that, you know, I just strive to help them do, you know. And I think that's a big reason why I coach, too, because I just love to see a smile on their face. I love for them to feel fulfilled. So it fills me up. So I just really want this for them as well.